Anger in Akron, CJ Papa, Fox News. Police body cam released. Their body cam by the cops in Akron, Ohio, following a police-involved shooting that left a man dead. Now, Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more.
As the investigation into the police shooting death of Jaylen Walker continues, reaction to the released video of the incident provoked demonstrators to march peacefully through the streets of Akron yesterday. Walker, who was unarmed, was killed on June 27th in a pursuit that started with an attempted traffic stop. Akron Police Chief Steve Milet says it's not clear just how many shots were fired by the eight officers involved.
The ME's report indicates over 60 wounds to Mr. Walker's body.
An attorney for Walker's family says officers kept firing even after he was on the ground. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Akron police say a firearm and loaded magazine were recovered from the vehicle. Happy birthday, America. 246 years young today. Many cities are celebrating with fireworks, while Orlando, Florida is saying it's sorry for an inflammatory 4th of July post referencing division and hate. Florida Congressman Michael Walsh represents a district northeast of Orlando.
We may not be perfect, but we work things out through our elections and our courts, through debate. And we're always seeking to improve.
Walsh on Fox and Friends. Orlando still has plans to hold a fireworks show tonight. Some cities in the Southwest, like Phoenix, canceling their fireworks show due to supply chain concerns. Others are worried about sparking wildfires. Another bloody weekend in Chicago. At least 35 people shot, 5 dead. Cops say a 10-year-old boy was shot 3 times through the wall of his bedroom Sunday night in the Inglewood neighborhood. He was taken to the hospital. He is listed in good condition, according to police. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Now, gas prices ticking down yet again, dropping a few tenths of a penny overnight, $4.80 for a gallon of regular gas. Diesel drops as well, still very expensive for truckers, $5.73 a gallon, according to AAA. Airlines are trying to stay on track. There are 621 delays right now within, into, or out of the U.S., but total cancellations just 140, the numbers from FlightAware.com. European leaders holding court at the Ukrainian Recovery Conference. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen speaking last hour.
They are fighting for free and independent Ukraine. They are fighting for the respect of international law and our values. So we know that their fight is also our fight.
Now, von der Leyen says Europe has a special responsibility and a strategic interest to be at Ukraine's side every step of the way. Army General Christopher Cavoli will run NATO Allied Command Operations.
We are together now facing the grave challenges on this continent, and we will march together into a beautiful future.
He takes over for U.S. Air Force General Todd Walters. His name is tough to say. This exchange with the reporter before last year's U.S. Open.
The last name or the first as well? Okay. It's Botik van de Sandschulp. Okay. Yeah, it's pretty tough, huh? You have that, Craig?
I think I've
You can repeat it, or?
Botik van de Sandschulp.
Yeah, the is tough, huh?
His Wimbledon match was Rafael Nadal set for noon Eastern today. The United States Football League caps off its season with the championship game. The Birmingham Stallions defeat the Philadelphia Stars 33-30. Stallions quarterback Alex Mews tosses an 8-yard touchdown pass to Victor Bolton Jr. late in the game. I'm CJ Papa. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.